blessings of life and the brotherhood of life. This is the Crystal Firelight Hour. And I am Harrison Roy Heskett, mystic, psychic, spiritualist, minister of astrophysics ecclesia. Welcome. For the next hour, we wish you to sit back and relax, and let us take you into the higher states of consciousness, take you into the higher realities of your life and being, through the teachings of the blessed masters of life, the beloved teachers that have come to our planet from the higher beingnesses to bring us the Word of God. We wish to bring you into the state of your own Christ consciousness and God's self. So relax and join with us in devotion this next hour. Blessings of life.
Blessings of life. I think to say it's such a blessing to the people we have that are listening to our program on Molokai and on Maui. This weekend I'm going to be over there in Maui. Before we start our program today, as we usually do each week, I have my special guest with me today, Dr. Rita Moore. She'll be telling you about hypnosis, healing, and the creative process. But before we get into our programming, if you will just feel yourself and go within, we'll invoke the great and holy spirit into our midst. Good Father, Mother God, nameless one without a second, in whom we live and move and have our being, blessed Trinity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name of the beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am that I am, Holy Christ Self of all earth's evolution, beloved Lord Kusuma, Lord Rama, Krishna, Mansara, beloved Jesus and Kasumi, Kuan Yin Dwakul, Mahaguhan, Lady Nara, Paul the Venetian, Lord Lantau, beloved Micah, Serampus Bay, the seven great Iliums, the seven beloved archangels, the seven beloved Johans of the seven rays, and the entire spirit of the great white brotherhood. We ask that the great and holy spirit descend, and manifest in and about the lives of those within this radiation. We ask that a special prayer for these that are in need, those children that need the help of the Great Holy Spirit, to lift their consciousness into the higher space of reality, to heal their body, their soul, their mind, their emotions. We ask that this radiation suddenly sick, to sicken them physical being, their emotional, their mental and spiritual being, and bring their consciousness back into harmony. We ask that the great and holy spirit, the breath and life of the spirit within each and every individual, be stimulated, that they walk in consciousness of mind be stopped across the stock fields of our inner vision, that we may realize within us this great light, that we may realize and have this light consume us in all of its manifestations. We ask that the sick may be healed, the lame to walk, the blind to see. We ask special blessings for those that are in family need today. May their families come together. May the husbands and wives in a harmonious vibration in their consciousness. examples for their children and their communities. We pray for the leaders of our community, the governors of our state, the officials of our state, and pray that the great and Holy Spirit touch them, that they may give to us a more godly government. We ask that this radiating light spread upon the face of the earth, helping those in need. We ask a special prayer, O beloved Archangel Michael, Angel of Unity, to touch the heart of our President, that he may, in his wisdom and his glory, bring forth a godly government to this country. We ask this in Christ's holy and precious name, and the ascended Master's light. Amen and amen. Blessings of light to the children of light. Before we get into my guest today, I'm going to give her a school sign. I'd like to announce that in August, we're going to be having a retreat near the end of August for those that are interested in our weekend retreat. If they'll call us at 737-3905 or write us at 733 Unikai Street, we'll give you further information. We'll also put you on our monthly bulletin mailing list, if you may be able to get the information about what our organization is doing here on Oahu. We also have tapes available, tapes of our music, tapes of our radio program, tapes on deeper states of consciousness. If you wish to form a meditative group on the Rainbow Bridge Meditation, you can also write us and we'll send you information on how to form your group or how to use the Rainbow Meditation for your individual purposes. We'll be having new classes start at the end of this month with a free lecture on June the 27th at 2500 Pali Highway. That's on June the 27th, 2500 Pali Highway. We'll be having a free lecture for astrophysics at 2 years. So make a point to be there and see more of what we're doing. Our church services are every Wednesday evening from 7 to 9. Last evening, our subject was manifestation. Next week, we'll be talking of healing and using the powers of the seven layers to heal our consciousness. So, make a point to be there next Wednesday at 7:32 Unified Street. This is where we hold our services. At the end of this month, we have a garage sale on the 25th and 26th, and this is the 7:32 Unified Street. There's many, many things I understand that is of value in this garage sale, so make a point to stop by and browse around. We're also available for readings and counseling. We have a staff that is available for this purpose. If you need reading or counseling, feel free to call us at 737-2905. I have a beautiful guest with me today. She's in the area of hypnosis, healing, creative process. She uses hypnosis as a tool. After talking to her, I really see that she's dehypnotizing us from the hypnotic trance that we get into based upon our evolution in society and through the various doctrines of consciousness going on the planet now. Many people get hypnotized into things that they not wholly want to express. The seed of expression frequently is blocked by unconscious attitude. Some blocks may be temporary. Others, sometimes lifelong, may be detrimental and have detrimental effects upon the physical health. Dr. Sita Morris, my guest today, discusses hypnosis, the creative flow, and their relationship to holistic health. She demonstrates how the individual can go into a hypnotic state, either alone or with the help of a friend, and gives techniques for dealing with the barriers to creative expression. Dr. Moore, a licensed psychologist, was formerly assistant professor of medicine at UCLA Medical School, where she taught hypnotherapy, She is now in private practice in San Francisco, specializing in the problems of writing. She is the author of a book called Self-Hypnosis in 2 Days. That name of the book again is Self-Hypnosis in 2 Days, and it's available here in Honolulu, I understand, in some of the stores. And she's written many articles, many, many stories, and is now writing a book. I'm looking forward to reading, because I just finished her book, Hypnosis in 2 Days, and it's called Hypnosis for Friends and Lovers. And it is, she's also the associated editor for the self-publishing writer, Lessons of Light, and welcome to the Crystal Firelight Hour. Okay. We're here in Honolulu putting on some workshops and kind of getting us familiar with your book. Could you tell radio listeners about yourself, about your book? Healing and creative process in in the realm of metaphysical consciousness, the use of hypnosis in many cases has been feared by the general public. They think that someone's going to control their mind, they can do things that they don't want to do. Through a repetition of suggestions, nowadays many people are getting programmed into different areas of consciousness. I was reading here not too long ago about a trial that was being held in San Francisco around Easter time of a dehypnotizing organization that was taking and giving some of these devotees that from I think they were the meetings and the teaching of devotees, and the parents were paying them $10,000 to take and hypnotize their children back into dehypnotizing, as they were saying. But actually what they're doing is hypnotizing them back into their old belief system. And they found out that when they were taking and working with these students and devotees, that the individuals were using more of their intuitive awareness. They were they had the ability to transform negative thoughts really fast into positive energy, and they had some of them had a perpetual smile upon their face, which raises a lot of conscious-minded people, because most people forgot how to smile and forgot how to do many things because of the hypnotic senses they get in, associated by television and by the movies, by stories, and by trying to keep up with our ever moving society. So what you're bringing about in consciousness is teaching people to center their attention so they're not so scattered, so they can reach these higher states and they don't have to run off to some outcome or some place, that they can really find their inner self, their creative powers, and bring it out. And you're working in this area to help them bring this up. What are some of your experiences with the hypnotic state and in medicine?
Thank you. You don't have to.
What can you do?
Beautiful. Our number here is 946-2845. If you want to talk to myself or Frida, simply give us a call here. We're open now for your call. Again, the number is 946-2845. That's 946-2845. So it's a matter of cooperation with your various states of consciousness that you're, mm-hmm. you're actually bringing into the people's consciousness.
Yeah, the way it is, it's just a fantastic vision instead of taking
concentration and attention being willpower. Many have the power of being able to center at that point the attention concentration to bring about those things in their mind, in their emotions, in their consciousness. And in the olden days, they usually had these fellows with practice hypnosis. They would the curly mustaches and the rays getting from their eyes and hands, and, you know. I think we're now getting in society more information to free us from the old fears that someone is trying to control us. People are realizing more and more that they are the master of their consciousness, the master of their mind, and have the ability to use the mind when they realize that they're not the mind. Blessings of light, you're on the air.
Hi, can I take this
to
the
next? Yes,
go ahead. Okay, I wanted to ask a question. Just a couple minutes ago, you mentioned on the radio that the technique for taking, if you're writing, for example, and putting things down and then taking care of them later, whatever have you. Excuse me if I had a brother to answer the house. I find that I would like to ask you, how do you deal with the type of sort of, let's say, deep-seated resentment that makes you really sort of deeply feel that those things that are nagging you are just a lot to deal with? You know, how do you deal with that actual deeper resentment that makes you not even want to write those things down in the first place?
Okay, listen on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's listening to his radio.
I also, this person has divided his action and conceptualized the figure of things he wants to go to hell. And they're using the concept of practice, starting with the
base doctrine.
Where the writer is taking the phrase, the base doctrine,
Center, or the naval center.
Those, at that point, they really have a little
The heart chakra, how does this show if it's like in the writing? That's in the heart center, the love center, and those things are beautiful. Ah. It's a labor of love. Yes. Feel free to call us again at 946-2845. That's 946-2845. The chakras that Dr. Morris is talking about are energy vortexes in the etheric realm of our being structure. There are seven primary forces in the body. The root chakra, the base chakra, at the base of the spine, the spleen chakra, over the spleen, controls emotional energy, so sensations, stimulations in this area of consciousness, the base chakra with your senses and physically orientated, the real chakra, the one at the navel for your lower mind or the mind of reasoning and logic, and the heart chakra is the one of love. Then you have one at the throat, it's the corporeal center, the one of flowing energy, creative power. Then you get into the brow or the commanding director of consciousness, and then in the crown, where you become in the body of unity or of oneness with all things. Feel free to call us here at 946-2845 and talk to Dr. Peter Morris. He's my guest today. Tell us a little bit more about how did you get involved with the chakras to bring this energy about in consciousness?
Yes, I called a few minutes ago, and I went to Princeton, and then I was going to listen to the radio, and got off, and it went through, I didn't feel the communication was complete, and I didn't see them, if you'd like to be able to, have that feeling.
Yeah, ask a question.
Sure, my question was, I had the feeling for that, that when you sit down to do something, you feel oftentimes as though there are a lot of factors that are keeping you from being able to do it, but at the same time you feel internally, so you have the right not to have to deal with those factors. And I'm just wondering how she addresses that. I don't think I quite got a full picture of that. It's like a negative resentment of some sort. You feel like you don't want to have to be feel it, like you said about writing being turned down. You kind of feel so strongly that if not, you didn't ask those things to do that in the first place, so why should they be? Mm-hmm. And so that's why you have to deal with them now. How do you deal with that?
Could you give me an example?
Well, this could be, you mentioning writing, and that's what I was thinking of specifically, but it could deal with things in your life, like, about writing, you're writing something, but you're thinking about publishing it, and you're thinking, will people accept me, for example? And then you get blocked out because as soon as you start thinking about the idea of acceptance, you get, you know, you can't handle it, and it gives you a big block.
Okay, that's different. That takes you right into the first chakra, where you're afraid, because of fear of anything that you like. And the first example about food, that's where your second chakra problem, where your sensation is not pleasing, you're feeling antsy or hungry or something like that. When dealing with those, are a little different than what I thought you
were. What I really was trying to say is, if you feel like you can do something or should be doing something like writing, and there are things that are blocking you, you know, thoughts that you're getting about something outside of you or something that's pressing on you, like maybe I need money or maybe I'm expected to be providing a service of some sort in society, or my writing is not be, you know, what it should be, or whatever it might be. Or I need to do something that I haven't intended to. Supposing you have, you feel like I should have gone out and I should go out and take care of an errand that I was supposed to run or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the feeling inside is that you should be able to do what you want to do at that point. You should be able to do the writing, and that errand should take care of itself in a way, and to even put that down. And to have to defer to that in some way rather than, you know, and therefore go out and do it, seems to be, it's quite a bit of an annoyance. There might be any number of things like that that you feel like you should do.
Okay, I was just giving this one little technique which can be helpful, and that is to, instead of continuing to have this thought come into your mind, I've got to run this errand, and it can have that disrupt your writing many times in the half hour or so of this maybe writing, write it down on a note, and then actually go do the errand when the appropriate time comes.
You know, I think my basic question is just, how do you deal with resentment, like with hypnosis? I mean, how can you do something that will take away the feeling that you don't want to do anything in life whatsoever? You just feel like you're standing still and staying there forever. How do you deal with, can you deal with something like that in hypnosis?
You can, whatever you can deal with in any other state of consciousness, I feel that you can deal with better using hypnosis, because it gets you into a state of consciousness in which you are more nearly able to get in touch with all the factors that are being brought to bear and bringing about that feeling. Now, if there's a pervasive feeling of wanting to stop doing things, or some like a general resistance, almost a depressive reaction, dissatisfaction with a lot of things that are going on. But probably what you would need to do is to, through going into it night, say, then go back into your past, seeing how this attitude arose. Not necessarily that you would need to find out all the factors that were brought to bear on you to bring that about. But if you get some memories of incidents that have programmed the attitude into you, you can start to change because you have a greater awareness of how things are. And this will come into your consciousness in a hypnotic state, and you can get a perspective on it and realize that the past is not the present, and that now is different from then, and you start to change your feelings about it.
Right, because I know that all the things come from just experiences that I had when I was young. They have no relevance to what's going on now, but on a feeling level, it's also alive yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rationally, I know better, but on a feeling level, it's still there, and so, you know, it keeps coming on. Can you kind of create a new aura for yourself, a new a new, can you overcome feelings with hypnotism?
Yeah, and people change all the time, and through hypnosis I think the changes can come about more quickly. And I'll be happy to see you at my workshop Saturday and Sunday. I think the space is getting a little limited.
Yes, thank you for calling. Frida is available for counseling. Would you announce your workshop again, Frida? Okay.
For the Saturday workshop, Hypnosis and Holistic Health, is this coming Saturday, 9 to 5, at Hawaii Loa College on 45045 Kim Highway in Kanoi, is that?
Kaneohe, yeah.
Kaneohe. $35. The Sunday workshop is Hypnosis and Writing, which is also open to other people with creative interests. That's Sunday, June 19th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The same place, same class.
Blessing. We can call Frida here for the next 5 minutes. We're going to still have our phones open. It's 946. 2845. That's 946-2845. It's very interesting, the directing of consciousness in the states of hypnosis. With this process of hypnosis that you're using here, do you use the chakra system all the time? Is you're balancing energy there?
Or? Well, I use it. In my own mind, I conceptualize the different problems just so that I don't necessarily share that with the people, depending on the interest in it. I didn't give the phone number to call for the workshop. I did that. It's 531-4752 or 524-1698. If you lose that, it's listed in the name of Jack Collier.
Feel free to call us here. Our number is 946-2845. Talk to Frida today. Again, at the end of this month, on Monday, the 27th, we'll be holding a free lecture on astrophysics. Astrophysics has within it the teachings of Laya Yoga, or the teachings of the chakras, the seven energy vortexes in the body, along with the 21 moon chakras in the body that control subtle forces and energies, as well as esoteric Christianity, esoteric Buddhism, yogic sciences, and metaphysical and psychic training. And it's a 9-month-long course for those that are interested in developing deeper states of consciousness, teaching, healing, or ministering. We're a federal tax-exempt nonprofit organization, and we're here working on Oahu for the people of Oahu and hoping to bring into their consciousness a higher awareness of their inner states of being and a closeness with their sonship and daughtership with God and realization. Let's wind up now our talk here with Frida, Dr. Frida Morris from San Francisco, that is visiting here on the island and giving workshops. Something you could wind up that you might tell the people, what would be your message that you want to give the radio audience to help them on the path to enlightenment?
Okay, the message that I'm wanting to get across, I think is a little revolutionary, and I don't know if I can...
Go ahead.
Well, if you aren't willing to ask a friend to hypnotize you, at least learn to hypnotize yourself. And in the workshop this weekend, what I plan to do is to help people learn how to get into hypnotic states by themselves or with the help of a friend, whichever is most appealing to them. One important point that I want to get across is that it's not the talent of the hypnotist that brings about the hypnotic state, but the experience of the hypnotee, the person who's going into the hypnotic state. And you can ask any friend that you trust to talk pleasantly to you and to tell you the things that you would like to have programmed into your consciousness and find that very beneficial.
Just be nice for a husband and wife to get together and work together in those areas of consciousness, or business partners, or any kind of situation like that as well.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I got an idea since I've been in Hawaii to write a book called How to Talk to a Hurt Child.
Mm, beautiful.
The difference between getting the child focused on how terrible the injury is before the child hurts himself, as opposed to helping them see that this is something that they can deal with. And I taught my grandson that one of his hands was a magic hand. Whenever he touched himself with that hand where he's been hurt, that the pain would go away.
Beautiful. Mother's been using that magic hand for years and years, hasn't she?
Our kiss.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Now we're going to be going into our meditation that we hold each week. We want to announce that this is an Astrophysics Ecclesia presentation. We are a federal tax-exempt nonprofit organization, and this programming is made possible by our friends and supporters in this area. If you wish to help support our program, simply make your checks out to Astrophysics. That's Astrophysics, and address them to 733 Hunakai Street, Honolulu, Hawaii 96816. Or you can call us at 737-2905 if you are interested in our classes or our services, or getting more information on what we're doing here on Oahu. Now I'd like everyone to just relax. Find yourself a comfortable position. You can lay on the floor. You can keep your back and head straight. Just relax. Relax. Feel yourself going within. I want you to relax now and visualize at the base of your spine a whirling vortex of the color red. And we're going to move your consciousness over the Yantakarana, the rainbow bridge of light. So within you, visualize this red vortex of light spinning in a rose-colored red. And feel the radiation of it filling your aura to about a 9-foot shield all about you. And feel yourself taking mastery over your physical being. Relax. Now feel yourself going deeper within as you visualize the color fire orange just about 3 inches to the left side of the navel, a whirling vortex 3 inches in diameter of fire orange. This is a healing ray for your emotional body and physical mastery. Feel the soothing of your emotions as you blaze this fire orange light about you and relax. Now visualize at the navel a whirling vortex of yellow light, a sunshine yellow, and feel your mastery over your lower intellectual mind. Feel yourself relaxing and becoming master of your thoughts, your reason and logic. Now visualize the color emerald green at the heart, a whirling vortex of emerald green. Feel this power of poise and balance, of love flowing through you. an acceptance of all things, bringing you into your heart center. And see this whirling out from you into a 9-foot shield about you of this emerald green healing light for the mind, awakening of your latent powers of intuition, and feel this energy manifesting in the filament of your mind. Relax now and visualize the color blue, the sky blue, and see a whirling vortex at the throat. Feel the energy there whirling, opening up your higher mind, your abstract mind, your mind of rhythm and vibration, of creative power. Feel yourself being attuned with truth and inner peace as you unfold the energy within this vortex, this chakra at the throat, and see it whirling out into a 9-foot shield about you. Now visualize the color ultraviolet and see a whirling vortex at the brow, the divine director within you. This is a transmutation ray that transforms negative thoughts and emotions into positive energy. The alchemy of consciousness is performed in this vortex of energy. Feel yourself ascending as you go deeper within, becoming lighter and lighter as your body becomes heavier and heavier. Now visualize at the top of your head a whirling vortex 12 inches in diameter of indigo light, the deep purple, attuning you to yourness, your universal consciousness, your God realization. Now in the center of this vortex, see a golden ball of light, strong and translucent, and feel yourself ascending into it. Relax, and now feel this golden ball of light with your attention in it, moving through a long black tube, and at the end of this tunnel, this black tunnel, is a white light, pure, translucent. This is the body of purity and perfection. Feel this white light all about you, in you, and through you. And relax. Thank you. deeper state of consciousness, in the centering within, and a pure white light. See yourself standing there in your physical body. See it the way you want it to be, the weight you want it to be, as flexible as you want it to be. Use your full will and imagination to see this. Feel yourself healthy in your physical body. See all the cells healthy in your physical body. See yourself perfect in the light. Now visualize yourself with perfect emotional control. And say to yourself, I am the master of my emotions. I am the master of my emotions. I am the master of my emotions. Feel your consciousness relaxing as you now move into a deeper state of mind and say to yourself, I have the perfect mind within me. And see yourself with perfect mental faculties. Use your full will and imagination and say to yourself, I am the master of my mind. I am the master of my mind. I am the master of my mind. I will no longer let troubles harass me. I will be a joyful being. I will no longer let troubles harass me. I will be a joyful being. And feel a joyful awareness about you now. Feel yourself in a more blissful state. That bliss that you want to experience in the outer world, see it there now. See that blissful awareness of your own realization of yourself as a son or daughter of God, fully realized, with the access to all the beautiful powers of abundance, of wealth, health and happiness, and prosperity flowing in your life. See this all now. Feel yourself in this white light now, once again, all about you. And feel yourself coming back towards your physical body, drawing this white light of perfection and purity with you, uplifting you, uplifting you, uplifting body, mind, soul, and spirit. And feel it descend down through the top of your head, filling your body with this pure white light. Feel a radiating light all about you, in you, as you bring yourself back towards the body consciousness. Now visualize that golden ball of light again at the top of your head. And feel yourself master of your consciousness, master of your being and destiny. Now into the indigo of a midnight sky, the power of forgiveness. Feel forgiveness for yourself, for your own mistakes, against yourself in any way, and against others. Fears dissipate and are lost under the vibration of the deep purple of indigo. Feel it about you, in you and through you, unifying you. Now visualize the ultraviolet fire, the ultraviolet flame of Saint Germain. Emblaze the violet fire once again into your life. Blaze, violet fire, blaze. Blaze, violet fire, blaze. Blaze, violet fire, blaze. Transmuting Maya and glamour, negative thoughts and emotions into harmonious energy. Now the blue of a summer day sky, the creative power about you. Now visualize the green, emerald green, yellow, sunshine yellow, fire orange, now the red, the rose red of love, and feel love as you come back into your body awareness. Relax and bring yourself back. Simply rub your hands together, place them over your eyes. Notice the color you see as you place your hands over your eyes. Within us we have an inner vision, a crystalline sight. And through the rainbow bridge meditation, you activate these inner states of being and raise your consciousness. Again, we're our telephone number, if you wish to contact us, we're there from 1 to 7 every day at 737-2905, and our mailing address is 733 Hunakai Street. Sit down today and write out your gift for us and send it to us that we can continue this programming. We want to thank our beautiful listeners on Molokai again and their meditation group there, as well as the listeners on Maui. And join with us next week at this same time on Candy Radio. We'll be talking next week about the chakra system and the energy vortexes and more about Kundalini Yoga and the power of light. So join us at that time and feel free to write us or call us for information. Again, Frieda Morris has been my guest today, and she has, you can be reached at 531-4752 or 524-1698. Blessings of light. May the great and Holy Spirit go with you. God bless you.